Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and we really are very happy that you are joining us here on
Studio Classroom. You are just in time for day two of our article called
Blue Zones. Well, I was just thinking about yesterday, you know, how I was kind of poking fun about the origin of this name.
Oh, because it just refers to circling areas on a map with a blue pen.
Exactly. So let's call it the Blue Zones. Well, I mean, if you think about it, Studio Classroom is kind of similar. It's like, oh, it's a classroom in a studio. There's a clever name for you. But I really like the name Studio Classroom. Yeah, let's talk about blue zones.
What are blue zones, friends? Well, these are areas in the world where people are living longer. There's something that they're doing to make their lifespans last longer than the average person.
One thing we talked about yesterday is diets. There are certain diets that people in the blue zones follow where they primarily or exclusively eat plant-based diets. What are some other lifestyle practices that are common in these blue zones? That's what we're going to find out about right now.
Blue zones. Exercise is necessary for good health, but people in blue zones generally do not designate time for deliberate exercise, such as going to the gym. Instead, activity is built into daily life as they walk from place to place and do physical chores, such as gardening and cleaning.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看名词 chore， 意思呢是日常琐事或是家务。来看个例句 ：Knowing she couldn't leave until her chores were done, she finished in time to attend her friend's party. 她知道在完成家务之前不能离开，所以及时做完，好参加朋友的派对。Chore chart 是指杂物分配表，常常会使用在学校或是家庭里面，譬如。The teacher used a chore chart to remind students of their daily cleaning tasks in their classroom. 老师用一张杂物分配表来提醒学生每天在教室里需要完成的清洁工作。来学一个日常出去办事时会使用的名词 errand， 意思是差事或是跑腿。譬如 I was exhausted after spending a full day running errands all over town. 在城里跑腿办事一整天后，我累坏了。
The Power Nine are different things that people in these blue zones are doing to increase their lifespans. Eating the proper diet is one of them, but what are some other things?
Well, of course, exercise is one of them. That's what we're reading about here. Exercise is necessary for good health, but people in blue zones generally do not designate time for deliberate exercise, such as going to the gym. This is maybe different than what you thought. Maybe you thought people were going out to the gym or having a special time of day where they run for half an hour or something like that. But actually, it's a little bit different. Before we learn about the details here, let's talk about this word generally.
Okay, generally means usually or in most cases. Here's how we could use it in a sentence. Lisa generally takes the bus to school.
We see another word here, and that is designate. Designate means to choose someone or something for a purpose. For example, the teacher will designate one student to lead each group. And here in our lesson, we're talking about something that people can designate. You can designate time for certain practices each day.
Okay, so if people aren't designating time to exercise, what are they doing? Well, we read here, instead, activity is built into daily life.
Well, let's take a look at that phrase, built into. This is made to be part of something. The computer has a camera built into it. And of course, activity is built into daily life as they walk from place to place and do physical chores such as gardening and cleaning. Let's take a look at what is physical.
Okay, physical means something related to the body. And here, as we see physical chores, it means that these are chores that are actually taking your physical strength to accomplish, not just the mental chores, but the physical ones as well.
That's right. So does this sound like a good idea to you, Anne-Marie? It sounds like lessons we've actually talked about before here at Studio Classroom. Lessons like every 12 minutes, you're supposed to take a little break from your desk work and get up and do some jumping jacks or maybe some push-ups or something like that.
Yeah, or walking to work instead of driving or biking to work. It's a way to incorporate exercise into your daily life rather than having to set aside 30 minutes or an hour to go to the gym.
You know, something I did for a short period of time and then I forgot is any time I would walk from one place to another, I would also just do like a little jog for 10 seconds and then walk again and then jog for 10 seconds, you know, going from one place to the next. I think I'm gonna start doing that again.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's an easy way to build exercise into what you're already doing.
That's right. Power nine. Well, that's one of them anyway. Okay, so we've talked about dieting, physical exercise, and incorporating it or building it into your daily life. What else is special about people in the blue zones? Let's find out right now.
Blue zones. People in blue zones tend to have a strong sense of purpose and often a commitment to religious faith. This purpose motivates them to make healthy choices and can help their mental health. Many families in blue zones live in homes where multiple generations reside together. This arrangement provides emotional and practical support for both the old and the young, and the communities tend to be tight-knit so that people have social support beyond their biological family.
Commitment 这个名词意思是承诺或是投入。 譬如, they made a commitment to always be there for each other, no matter what. 他们彼此承诺, 无论发生什么事都会互相支持。 Commitment的动词是 commit, 表示使投入或送交。 譬如, he was committed to a mental health facility once his disturbing hallucinations began to put him and others in danger. 当他令人担忧的幻觉开始危及自己和别人的时候，他被送进了一所精神疗养院。片语 commit something to memory 的意思是记住或是牢记。譬如 I've had this number for over a year, but I'm embarrassed to admit that I have yet to commit it to memory. 我已经用这个号码超过一年了。
Well, as Gabe builds some exercise into his daily life, let's get into this next section. People in blue zones tend to have a strong sense of purpose and often a commitment to religious faith.
Okay, well, let's talk about some things here. It really does feel good to do a little bit of exercise here and there.
Feel very warmed up now.
Yeah, do you want to do some?
I'm okay.
You're, okay, no push-ups?
I'll do it later.
Okay, right, sure. Okay, so people have a strong sense of purpose and often a commitment to religious faith. Let's talk about a couple of these things. Your sense of purpose. This is a feeling that what you do has purpose or has meaning.
Let's use that in a sentence. Volunteering gave Anna a strong sense of purpose. Now we see something else here in this sentence, a commitment to religious faith. When we see this word religious, we're talking about being connected to some type of belief in God or another type of religion.
That's right. We could talk about people maybe that come from a religious family or a religious background. It could be even common in certain places in the world to ask, are you religious or are you a religious person? This often has to do with your belief in God or different kinds of gods, right? But we read on here, this purpose motivates them to make healthy choices and can help their mental health. So we're not just talking about physical health, the things you get from dieting and exercise. Well, in fact, exercise would also help your mental health as well.
Yeah, that's right. Both of these things that we've talked about in this section, a sense of purpose and commitment to religious faith, are definitely things that have helped my mental health over the years as well. So this makes total sense to me.
All right. Well, let's continue here. Many families in blue zones live in homes where multiple generations reside together. Let's take a look at that word reside. It really is just another word for live. It means to live in a place.
Here's an example. The family resides in a small village.
And again, like the word live, it's more permanent. So you won't go on a vacation and reside somewhere. I guess you might use the word, but it's better to use the word stay when you're going on a vacation. You're going to stay in the hotel during your vacation. What do you think about this idea, Anne-Marie? Multiple generations residing together.
Well, our article does give a good example of how this would be helpful. The arrangement provides emotional and practical support. I do think that when more family is around, it could give you some practical support. That means useful or realistic support.
I mean, it's nice when my parents are around, they can babysit the kids more. In fact, my mom has a dream, I'm not sure how serious she is, of living in one of those, in Chinese you say, san he yuan. And basically having with the little courtyard in the middle and three kind of structures on every side or on three different sides. And my family will live in one of the houses and then they will live in another one. And I don't know what I think about that. Sometimes I think it's nice to kind of have space a little bit as well. But I can see the benefits or the advantages of living together.
Different generations residing together is definitely something that differs from culture to culture, right? So it is interesting to me that in these blue zones, this is a common practice.
All right. Well, speaking of practice, there's a related word we'd like to talk about from this next sentence. This arrangement provides emotional and practical support for both the old and the young. Practical often means useful or realistic.
Let's use it in a sentence. Jenny gave a practical answer to the problem. We read on here, the communities tend to be tight-knit so that people have social support beyond their biological family. What does it mean if something is tight-knit?
Well, tight-knit is kind of an adjective we often use to refer to families or communities. This means close and supportive. For example, Jenny grew up in a tight-knit community.
All right, friends. Well, we have more to learn in just a moment. For now, let's go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hey, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Adopt something. A friend of mine just moved to Japan and started bowing when he greets people. At first, he felt a little awkward, but now it's totally natural. He's adopted a new custom. Let's talk about that word, adopt. You might think of adopting a child or adopting a pet, which means bringing someone or something into your family. That's the literal meaning. But we also use adopt in a figurative way to start using something new as your own. Examples, the school adopted a new policy on cell phones. She adopted a tradition from her husband's culture. He adopted a new way of thinking after the trip. In these cases, no one's being adopted into a family. You're just taking on a behavior, belief, or rule that wasn't originally yours and making it part of your life. It's a great word when talking about cultural customs, habits, or even ideas. When you adopt something like that, you're not just trying it, you're embracing it. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Blue zones. People who do not live in blue zones can still benefit from the insights gained from studying these cultures. Anyone can adjust their diet and some lifestyle factors, but changing community structure is a bit more difficult. There is now, however, a corporation called Blue Zones LLC that works with communities to make them more like blue zones. Their Blue Zones project has seen success in several cities in the United States as people adopt the customs of those in blue zones. They may end up living longer and healthier lives than ever.
Insight,意思是洞察力或是深刻见解。譬如, her cultural insight was shaped by her childhood travels abroad with her family. 她的文化洞察力是在童年时跟家人出国旅行的过程中形塑的。Insight的字尾加上ful就会变成形容词 insightful,意思是有洞察力的或是发人深省的。譬如, the players benefited from their coaches' insightful feedback on their strengths and weaknesses. 球员们从教练对他们优缺点的精辟回馈中受益良多。与insight相关的名词是insightfulness,意思是深刻见解或是洞察力。譬如, the author's insightfulness offered a fresh perspective on the subject, which helped spark a cultural shift. 这位作者的深刻见解为该主题提供了全新的观点，从而引发了一场文化变革。以上就是今天的Language Lab，我们下次见。
So what if you don't live in a blue zone? Can you extend your lifespan?
Well, maybe, Anne-Marie, we should just move to one of these blue zones.
That would be the easiest way.
I mean, I visited Okinawa before, and my family really likes it, so maybe we'll just move to Okinawa.
That could be a little bit complicated. Let's see if our article gives any tips.
Okay, all right, let's see here. People who do not live in blue zones, which is a lot of people, okay, can still benefit from the insights gained from studying these cultures. Again, it has less to do with where in the world these blue zones are and more to do with the commonplace lifestyle practices that people there have.
That's right. We're talking about habits here, friends. And we read on, anyone can adjust their diet and some lifestyle factors, but changing community structure is a bit more difficult.
Let's take a look at that word factor. This is a thing that causes or influences a result. For example, many factors affect how well students do in school.
Now we see a few other things in this sentence that I want to take a look at, friends. We see this word structure. Structure is the way parts of something are organized or built.
For example, the school changed its class structure to support different learning styles. Everybody has different learning styles, and so the school was able to change the class structure to support those styles. So here we're talking about changing community structure, and it's a bit more difficult. Let's take a look at that little phrase, a bit, and then an adjective. This means slightly or a little.
Okay, here's an example of how you could use a bit in a sentence. Tom felt a bit tired after the game. We've learned a lot of terms in this sentence, so let's read it one more time, friends. Anyone can adjust their diet and some lifestyle factors, but changing community structure is a bit more difficult. I totally agree with this. It's easy to change our own habits, but to change the people around us and where we live would be nearly impossible.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, being a part of a good community is a really important aspect in life. If you consider that, you know, that saying that says you are the average of the five people you spend time with most.
I like that.
Yeah, so if you're always spending time with people who kind of bring you down or don't encourage you to improve in any way, well, that's not going to be very good for your life. So make sure you're part of a good community. All right, well, let's continue here. There is now, however, a corporation called Blue Zones LLC that works with communities to make them more like Blue Zones. So if you don't live in a Blue Zone right now, maybe your community can become more like a Blue Zone.
And that's what this corporation is attempting to do, friends. Now, a corporation is a large company or a business. Here's an example. The corporation opened a new office downtown.
Okay, so what do they do? Well, their Blue Zones project has seen success in several cities in the United States. As people adopt the customs of those in Blue Zones, they may end up living longer and healthier lives than ever. Healthier lives than ever. That's short for healthier lives than ever in the past or ever before.
That's right. Now, friends, we have more to say when it comes to this topic in just a moment. But for now, let's go to today's usage tip.
Today's usage tip, we're going to look at the 形容词的比较级 加 than ever 的用法。 在比较级后面加上 than ever， 可以凸显现在的程度比过去任何时候都更强烈或更明显，可以用来描述进步、加强或是恶化的情况。形容词是比较的时候呢，如果是单音节，就在字尾加 er， 像是 taller、 nicer； 如果形容词是多音节，则在前面加上 more， 像是 more beautiful。 来看例句。 She is more confident than ever after winning the competition. 赢得比赛后，她比以往任何时候都更有自信。
Friends, we've reached the end of our lesson about Blue Zones, and you know what that means. It's time for today's Talk About It question. Which of the practices of people in Blue Zones are you doing? Would you be interested in practicing more of them?
Well, one of the practices in the Blue Zones that I'm doing right now is incorporating or building in physical exercise to my daily routines. What do you think about this, Anne-Marie?
So you're trying to build this into your work routine?
Every time we teach together here on the program, that I just start doing exercise now and then, that could be a good thing.
It could be a good thing for you. I don't know if it would be a good thing for anybody else.
No. Yeah, it might be a little bit distracting. But I really do like that idea, though. To not just think of exercise as, oh, I have to go to the gym for half an hour during the day or something else. Like, to really try to think about how you can incorporate exercise into your life in more common ways.
I do also follow one of the tips in here, and that is the diet tip. I do try to eat a little bit more of a plant-based diet when I can, but sometimes it's hard to remember.
Oh, I think I love meat too much. Well, friends, I believe we're out of time.
That's right, friends. That is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.